Have you ever tried using microcurrents to stimulate your vagus nerve in order to get some pain relief? Me neither. Actually, I've never really heard about this before, but I'm always looking for different suggestions on things that might help me and you. And for those of you not having a lot of success with much else, then stick around to hear naturopath Rob Van Bergen tell us how the Hashi protocol can help. Thanks for tuning in to Chronically Living. I'm Kelsey Harris, chronic illness warrior and psychotherapist. On Chronically Living and How to Make the Most of It, we're providing tangible ways to improve the well-being of spoonies. So get ready to make the most out of your life, even with that pesky chronic illness.
I'm Dr. Rob Van Bergen. I'm from British Columbia, Canada. And I work in pain resolution. So becoming a naturopath for me was never something that I intended to do. After I was healed of my own chronic pain as a child, I just kind of moved on to different things, I suppose, as children do. I did an English degree, a business degree, and then I sort of realized everything was coming full circle. So I completed my business degree. I started working in my parents' clinic, just doing accounts and stuff. And they were then both naturopathic doctors, and they were bringing in patients all the time. And these patients had awful pain, and then they were treating them, and the patients were leaving pain-free. And I sort of realized that the more I saw this, I kind of started probing, like, this is something I might be interested in doing. Like, this is what I want to do, I think. I wanted to help people become pain-free and get back to their lives, because there was nothing like seeing them treat someone that came in with all this severe pain and then have them skipping up the stairs and be like, I can't believe it. Thank you so much. And it was, you know, I wanted to do it. So I went back to school, which was a big decision for me. And I focused on my studies there into the alternative health sciences.
Rob wanted to take his training even further because his parents were using something to treat their patients that certainly isn't used by everyone.
I also simultaneously wanted to work with my parents because microcurrent is not something that's really big out there. And I knew I needed to learn from them. So I learned naturopathy, homeopathy, hypnosis, brain training, all of those things that you learn when you're doing alternative therapies. And at the same time, did my microcurrent studying so that I could make sure I could fix people's pain on the spot. I knew I wanted to do the microcurrent, but I needed some reason to be able to treat people. So yeah, I mean, completing my doctorate and my PhD is one of the hardest things I've ever done. I don't know if I would be able to pull myself through doing it again. I spent so long on my research and the trial that I had to put together for vagus nerve stimulation. And after I'd done all of that and it felt like, wow, this is nearly over, I had to write it all up, right? So I had to do all of that. But I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to complete it. And that's not only because I was able to kind of enhance the credibility of microcurrent a bit. I think every time someone does that kind of research where it just building it up. But because upon becoming a doctor of natural medicine, I was able to finally work on clients hands-on with the equipment and got to experience what it was like to help people directly and see the same thing that my parents saw.
Like many of the other guests on the show that have ended up in healthcare profession, Rob mentioned that he had chronic pain when he was young. And so I wondered how this lived experience has affected him, not only going into the profession of helping others, but the actual helping of others.
I think it's really integral. And I've had a lot of people that I talk to say that I just seem to get them. And I think that's part of it. It's undeniable that it had a massive, massive impact. I had both severe scoliosis, but I also contracted hepatitis A from food. And so I had inflammation of the liver. And so as a child, right, my childhood was a lot of anxiety, pain, inflammation. And as I say, I forgot that once I got over it, which is just, it's crazy. Now I think back on it. And when I speak to clients, whether it's in person or it's on the phone or to a group of people, I always try to kind of inject that level of understanding into them. You know, I understand their pain, the anxiety they go through day to day, how it impacts their daily lives, but also sadly, how no one really seems to care. I remember my fourth grade teacher, and this didn't bother me at the time, but it really should have. Every time I would be experiencing pain, she would kind of put me in a broom closet in the classroom and sit me on a stool I'd sit there in the dark, and it was so that my pain didn't bother the other students. And yeah, it didn't disturb the rest of the class. I'd wait for my mom to come pick me up. School was about an hour away from home. But that's not something that you can just guess how that feels like, to be isolated in that way, right? Not if you haven't experienced it. I feel like so many of the clients that I work with have been shoved in a broom closet in one way or the other. They've not been taken seriously. And whether that's their doctor or family or friends, I've seen it all. I love that I can connect with them on that level. And I don't think I would be able to do that if I hadn't experienced it myself. But that sympathetic ear sometimes is all they need, because they've just not had that. And that's a sad thing for sure. Just this quick like pill prescription thing going on. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I've heard of those symptoms. Those will be fixed by this. Yeah. And I think people kind of get shoved into this box where they're so muted, they no longer feel like they can tell their story. But it's their pain and it's unique for everyone. Everyone experiences it differently. It's not just a prescription that can fix everything.
I think most of us are not used to having healthcare professionals who can relate to us on that level. Or even if our practitioner has maybe had some kind of health experience similar to our own themselves, they may not want to self-disclose it. I know in my training, we were told to be very cautious about self-disclosure. But then I also had clinical supervisors who suggested that knowing when to self-disclose, for example, with chronic pain patients, our clients, it's so beneficial to the clients. And this, I wholeheartedly agree with this. I actually have found that when I self-disclose that I have chronic pain with my clients who also have chronic pain, they seem to just open up more and are more receptive to some of the things that I might be suggesting. So what Rob is actually here to talk to us today about is the microcurrent and the HashE protocol. So let's get into that.
So we have a five-step process that we work on. We called it the HashE protocol. John HashE, Dr. John HashE is my dad. And so microcurrent was what we always did. We've done it for like 30 years, like combined. So it's been going on for a long time. We would work on like stress reduction, nutrition, sleep, exercise, so fitness. And it kind of became obvious to us that they were all so integral to health that we combined them into a protocol. But our major focus is certainly microcurrent. I mean, if you have the microcurrent and you don't have any other things, you can typically still make some progress. But if you truly want to resolve it, you need to watch what you eat. You need to manage your stress levels. You need to make sure you're sleeping properly. It's a big one. A lot of people don't care about sleep, but they really should. And you need to make sure you're exercising. And exercise can be one of the hardest ones I've seen for people in pain, because they think, I say the word exercise and you can see the panic on their face. Like, what are you going to get me to do? But sometimes I'm just like, just a walk through your garden, or do some gardening, or do something light, you know, go for a little swim, just float in a pool, something that's getting things moving. Because you need that circulation to move. You need the blood flow if you want to heal. Nutrition is huge too. We unfortunately in the Western world live predominantly on junk that's all processed, and that builds up toxins in our body. So we have to work on that. We can work on that through dietary changes, but we can also help the digestive process with microcurrent as well. Sleep, as I mentioned, huge problem for lots of people. They just don't get enough of it. I'm sure I don't get enough of it, but so I should probably eat my own words a little here. But it's one of those things. It's hard for people to find the time. And especially if you're in chronic pain, sleep is one of the main stages where you heal, right? And, you know, you ever go to bed feeling sick and you wake up feeling fine, that healing process is so powerful then. And then stress, like stress comes down to anxiety and things like that. And so many clients will tell me that they don't feel like they actually do have stress in their lives. And I tend to throw it back at them a little bit and say, you know, look, it doesn't matter really what you say here. If you are in pain all the time, your body is in stress all the time because you're suffering. You're worried about whether the pain is going to spike. Are you going to be able to go out to lunch with your family? Like, you know, all sorts of different things. So everything kind of falls together. But
let's recap the other parts of the protocol before we go into microcurrent. We need to do light exercise, make any necessary dietary changes to improve our digestion, take a look at our sleep, which to me indicates really looking at our sleep hygiene. And I did an episode on that way back in season one. So maybe give that one a listen if you haven't yet. And then stress management, which if you listen to any of my solo episodes, you'll know that I've been giving a lot of psychoeducation on ways that actually can help with that.
Microcurrent works on this concept of body electric. So our cells, our tissues, all the signals that happen in our body are electricity. And microcurrent is a non-invasive form of technology that allows you to take the signal that your body is communicating with and use it yourself. So when your brain sends a signal to your hand to say trigger inflammation, you can send a signal to say cancel inflammation. You just need to know the right frequencies. So you can help with so many different things by inserting that element in alone. And often I have to work with people from that level. Either they've come to me and they've already done all the other things because they're quite well-known concepts, or they have come to me and they don't want to change their diet right now. They don't want to do exercise. They're not in a place where they can do that. So they want to know, can we make a change with microcurrent without those things? And the answer is almost always yes. But the enhancement that you're going to get from actually doing the other things first is going to be huge. And I might even say maybe we can get someone 50% better and then they're willing to commit to the other stuff. And that's often where it comes down to.
So microcurrent works with the vagus nerve. We've discussed the vagus nerve before in season 2, episode 4, but that and this are different approaches to working with it.
So the vagus nerve, it kind of travels through your body. Vagus means wandering, right? So it's the nerve that's called the wandering nerve because it connects to your brain, but it also connects to all of your vital organs. So everything is touched by this one nerve. The vagus nerve will then transfer tumor necrosing factor signals, which creates inflammation, which creates pain. So when people have a vagus nerve imbalance or they have inflammation, the vagus nerve can be the answer. It was discovered accidentally by Dr. Kevin Tracy when he was injecting some drugs into a rat. And he noticed that when they cut the vagus nerve of the rat, the inflammation went away. It didn't have that kind of signal anymore. So he started exploring different things and he ended up creating microcurrent stimulators, which they surgically implant in your neck. And those do functionally the same thing we can do without cutting into your body. So the concept is we send a small signal through the vagus nerve, just near the carotid artery. And we do that on the left side of the neck. And that signal will actually reach, the electrical signal will reach every vital organ touched by the vagus nerve and shut down the production of tumor necrosing factors. So inflammation stops being created. So in essence, microcurrent is our ticket to inflammation-free living. And when you don't have inflammation, you don't have pain. And when you don't have inflammation, you can also heal. So you can kind of take this as a gateway to just resolving autoimmune and chronic pain. Hence why we're in the pain resolution business instead of pain management.
Okay, so you may be having the same question I do. What kind of chronic illnesses does this help with? Because a lot of illnesses have pain and a lot of illnesses have inflammation. So this sounds like it's very versatile.
Most common would definitely be things like autoimmune diseases. Pretty much we lump all autoimmune diseases into one category. Some people don't like that because they like that the autoimmunes have an identity to them. That, you know, I have rheumatoid arthritis, my disease, right? But all autoimmunes are inflammation manifested in a different part of the body. They're all kind of rooted in that. Hashimoto's being of the thyroid, rheumatoid arthritis of the joints, so on and so forth. So we see a lot of these kind of connections here. So vagus nerve will work really well on autoimmune, and autoimmunes also don't have many answers. We do see a lot of chronic pain patients, particularly anything ending in itis being an inflammation. And so anyone with arthritis probably being one of the most common. But the thing is that autoimmune diseases don't have many non-extreme treatments, whereas pain tends to have a lot more non-extreme treatments. So I think people don't want to go down the autoimmune drugs route and they look for things. Whereas in pain, they're willing to pop a couple of Tylenols and call it a day for a little while until it becomes too bad. But anyone experiencing any kind of pain is really kind of our forte. But autoimmune's highlighted definitely for me.
Now, wait a second. What about non-inflammatory illnesses? So for example, fibromyalgia typically doesn't come with inflammation. I know that my fibromyalgia and UCTD, I rarely get inflammation, but I often have pain. So how does all this work then? And I just want to warn you guys, with fibromyalgia, some of you may not 100% like this answer, but it actually aligns pretty well with the research on the subject.
So fibromyalgia, we've noticed, is related a lot to stress and anxiety and pent up emotion. My dad will call it, and hopefully I won't get in trouble for saying this on here, he will call it pissed off-itis. There's a lot of like hard emotion behind people with fibromyalgia. And we often find that when we treat them, they totally become a different person because their whole nervous system is so out of whack. A lot of the pain points are quite specific as well. When you get diagnosed with fibromyalgia, you have to be, I think it's a 9 of 13 points or something along those lines, or 13 of 17 points on the body have to be in pain for you to earn a diagnosis of fibromyalgia. But we see that by treating those individual points where there's a lot of pain there, we get a bit of an emotional release. And I think that the vagus nerve works particularly well there because of the anxiety level of things. But yes, good point. There's not necessarily one localized area for fibromyalgia, but it certainly fits into that category.
Let's talk a bit more about anxiety and how it fits into all of this. The body-mind connection is a really important consideration in all pain and health issues, and something I talk about often.
So we do recommend counseling and stuff when we see it's needed, definitely. It's a huge valuable tool, especially if people find that they don't have the support systems that they need. Vagus nerve stimulation is something we train people to do themselves because it's very, very easy to perform. And it will help to lower that anxiety level. If people are experiencing chronic depression or anxiety, absolutely, they need to seek help as well beyond this. But the way it kind of works, like with the anxiety side of things and vagus nerve stimulation, is anxiety, beyond just being something that makes it hard for you to go out in public and do things like that, it totally shuts down your ability to heal. So if you're experiencing anxiety, you're most likely in fight or flight mode, which is your survival mode. You're in this mode because your body is not caring about healing. It wants to survive. If I go outside here in Canada, this happens all the time. I go outside and I see a bear at the end of my driveway. I probably want to run back inside. So I enter survival mode to run. Everything else is disabled while I try and survive. People in chronic pain are in survival mode. And whether it's because they don't know when the pain's going to come back, or they're worried about how they're going to get through this visit with their grandkids or whatever it may be, they're running from the bear. They're trying to survive. And this big effect on their bodies means that you're in this constant state of anxiety is creating a huge production of cortisol. So our immune system drops. So we're super vulnerable to getting sick. And when you're not working on healing, because you don't need to heal when you're trying to survive, your anxiety is just kind of building on that not healing process. You end up in this kind of like cyclical cycle where you're just self-fulfilling prophecy here. But when you work on the vagus nerve, when you work with brain waves to try and alter their pattern, and you make them an alpha wave instead of a beta wave, of beta being fight or flight, you enter this alpha brain state, you are far, far better off. This is known as your rest, digest, assimilate, and repair mode. So it allows you to enter a state in which you can eliminate inflammation and heal. If you're in an alpha brain state, inflammation should not be part of the equation because you can't relax if you're inflamed and in pain. So you flip it on itself and you're able to benefit extremely from it.
So because this isn't a widely used protocol and is very specific to the work of Rob and his parents, I'm curious about some of the results he's seen with his patients.
Wow. I think the biggest we saw was 42 years of chronic pain. Like in one session, the guy was like up and at it. Everyone's different. Everyone responds differently. Some people have immensely quick healing processes. Some people are much slower. Some people might take a few months to get relief at all. It depends on their ability to persist on it, how chronic it is. I'd say the most amazing one I've seen this year, I had a lady with rheumatoid arthritis so bad, she was on a walker. And she had it in her knees. And she called up and she's like, I'm sick of being on all these drugs. I want to get off these drugs. Let me give this a try. My doctor recommended I could give this a try. So she purchased the equipment and she called me a few days later. Typically when someone calls me that soon, they're lost and they don't know what they're doing. But she had dove right into it. And she was like, Rob, I'm off my walker. I'm not using it anymore. And I've ditched my, we would not have recommend someone ditch their pain meds like that, but she did. She ditched them cold turkey. So I was like, well, good for you, but you know, let's make sure you're doing this safely because you've been on these for so long. So yeah, some incredibly quick turnarounds for pain. I've also seen eye conditions benefit quite a bit. It's definitely an off-label treatment and typically done just on that recommendation of this is not what these devices are intended for. But microcurrent seems to enhance circulation so well that when we see parts of the body that are breaking down, they benefit from that circulation enhancement. It restores them. It kind of rejuvenates them.
The last patient success story Rob has is actually really cool, and it is available for patrons of Chronically Living. If you're not a patron, click the link in the show notes to sign up. It's just $5 a month, and you get weekly bonus content from the episodes, plus a couple free ebooks. I love when my guests are able to give you some tangible at-home tips so you can start to improve your well-being now. And luckily, Rob does not disappoint.
I think, you know, stimulating the vagus nerve is challenging to do. Well, it's not like you can't do it. Things like deep breathing can really help to actually stimulate the vagus nerve at home. But I would say, you know, the advantage to microcurrent is that you stick it on and it does it for you. You don't have to get to that point. But definitely, if there's a level of anxiety involved in someone's chronic pain, I highly recommend they start deep breathing and from the abdomen, you know, and just get that process going. But also, you know, one thing I've seen work really well is a form of really minor meditation. You're not sitting there going, oh, and, you know, connecting with a higher power, but this concept of self-empowerment, thinking back to a time when you felt totally safe and healthy and closing your eyes and really fixating on that and just saying to yourself, I am totally safe and happy. And just repeating that every 10 seconds or so. People typically find that that really helps to bring them down because that anxiety component is so, so huge. You know, other tips, I can throw out loads of these things. Mild exercise. Don't be afraid of doing it. Get out and about. Just go for a brief walk, even if it's just around your garden. Nutritionally, don't go on some big, huge fad diet and, you know, make it really hard for yourself. Look at something like just a basic elimination. Take one thing, pull it from your diet, give it 14 days to a month and see if you see improvement. Most people will find it's some one of the common things, whether it's legumes, dairy, gluten, right? Sugar, something like that. Just being aware of those little things and going to bed every day at the same time, even if it's your day off and you want to, you know, stay up late, it's not doing you any favors.
Yeah, I can attest to that last one because I have definitely been not going to bed at the same time and I've noticed that.
It makes a big difference, right? It's crazy. It's crazy.
So I just wanted to mention that the meditation Rob was speaking about is really a form of self-compassion. And there's a ton of research showing that self-compassion is a really effective treatment in and of itself for chronic pain. It also reminds me of like a loving kindness or a kind hand meditation, both of which I will link in the show notes. Are you ready for our lightning round questions?
Oh, maybe.
All right. So what are the top five songs that describe your life?
Okay. So this is really hard for me because I'm not a huge music person. I will be able to nail down one song that describes my life, sure. But I think it does so very, very well. So have you ever seen Hamilton?
No, I have not yet.
I have not.
No,
okay.
Because I want to see it on stage. So I didn't want to watch the Disney
one. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. I would have seen it on stage too, if we could travel so easily. So there's one song in Hamilton called Nonstop, and essentially it's where Hamilton is going on after the war and he's just going berserk in getting things done. And my wife will tell me that describes my life essentially. Just like Hamilton, I feel like I'm never stopping, which I know is not healthy. People take breaks. Listen, I totally feel like I'm running a million miles a minute. And honestly, it was like my theme song when I was doing my dissertation. It was just every waking moment was just type. So yeah, I feel like that one song describes my life. And I thought maybe after completing my dissertation, that would change, but it hasn't. It's just different kind of busy, you know?
Yeah, for sure. What's one thing you can't go a day without doing?
Swimming. I love swimming. So I'm lucky to have a really small little pool. And so I just make sure I go for a little swim every day. It's a really good form of exercise that's low impact on your body. It doesn't really hurt you. So even if you're injured, you can do swimming and you can benefit from that. And I, even though we get bad weather here, I'll dip in the pool and swim in the cold.
Yeah, I love swimming. I'm not fortunate enough to get to do it enough, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
What's one thing you plan on doing in your life that you haven't yet?
Going to New Zealand is something I really want to do. I've always seen pictures of how beautiful it is. I think it's very kind of more nature-based and peaceful, and I would love to go and see it. It's also kind of the opposite side of the world. By the time I had the opportunity to go and see New Zealand, COVID hit, and travel is not really a thing right now, but it's on my bucket list, definitely.
Awesome. Describe your perfect day.
Oh, my perfect day. I think my perfect day would have to be getting up and not having anything to do. If I could just have one day, you know, just relaxing, no issues, no major bumps in the road coming up. I love working with patients. I do. I really do. And sometimes, though, I always feel there's always something urgent that happens every day that I have to be with. If I could have a day where there was nothing like that and everyone was fine, that would be my perfect day.
Nice. And how do you inspire others to make the most of their lives?
I think that has to come down to just my experience with chronic pain has really, really helped me to be able to relate to people on a better level. And in doing that, as I mentioned earlier, I feel like when I can connect with them, I can really help them give it a try, get these things out there going, make some positive changes for their health. If I could only help one person do one little thing every single day, you know, I'd be happy because I just want to see them making progress so that they feel like they're moving towards resolution.
I love that. Where can we find you, follow you on social media, all that?
Yeah. So I think the best place to go is just to hit up our webpage, which is painfreeforlife.com. You can check that out. It's just spelt out as it is. And we've got all of our links to our Facebook group on there. If anyone's interested in finding out more, you know, joining the Facebook group and asking people that aren't me, like, you know, what's this been like for you? And just to see the people in there and get their opinions on things. I think that's the best way to go about it. Because I personally think, you know, I can sell you, I say everything, but it's what other people are saying that's really the proof in the pudding.
Yeah, totally. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rob, for coming on and sharing all this great information with us.
You are very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so lots of interesting information. Definitely makes me want to give microcurrents a try to see how helpful that ends up being. And ironically, I also live in British Columbia, Canada. So that is a possibility, I suppose. I got to say that the other lifestyle components Rob mentioned make so much sense and have really been recurring themes as we talk to all kinds of different healthcare experts on the show. And you know, if you're struggling with some of these changes, that's completely normal. It's super hard to make them. And finding the appropriate support systems, whether that's a particular healthcare provider, a counselor or therapist, a coach or a support group, it can really definitely help you on your journey. Let's reflect for a moment here. What did you notice about your thoughts and feelings as you listened to Rob talk about the protocol and his tips for getting started on improving your well-being now? And using that part of you that notices everything, what are you noticing now about that noticing? Have a great week and keep making the most of it. Special thanks to Mardi for the original music and Charity Williams for the original artwork.